Five. This is a Cougar update. You voted no.
I'm going to do the Cougar update from where we were both in Spokane and then also the follow-up conference call we had. The basics of the Cougar, I'll leave to our great staff, but we have Cougar about half of our state, and we've been under a current management regime since about 2013. Back in the old days, we managed Cougars primarily through hound hunting. That was ended in late 90s through a voter initiative. We heard in Spokane a lot of concern, and we've heard it around the state as well. The gist of the message there was that we be more aggressive about cougar removal, cougar management, and public safety. The conversation went broader than cougars. You've heard testimony here today that this is a matter of predators as a whole and the predator-prey interaction. I want to emphasize that we heard a ton of input in Spokane, but as I've traveled around the state, I've heard this very same concern to varying degrees in every region. So it was not unique to Region 1 or to the Northeast. Folks around the state are concerned about cougar populations, cougar prey interactions, and public safety. So first I'd like to touch a little bit on the broader notes. One, on particularly prey concerns, you're going to hear later today on what we think is the best thing we can do to increase particularly whitetail prey. That's a recommendation that you approve ceasing antlerless harvest in the Northeast area. And that is, we believe, the single best thing you can do to sustain that population or grow that population. So that will be coming later today. I also want to point out something we talked about on a conference call. We heard a lot about black bear as well. I hear that around the state also, but to a lesser degree than in the Northeast. And so we pulled that onto its own pathway. We issued a CR-101, which is our intent to do rulemaking. We will have a draft rule out, or we'll go out in May for public comment on that, and we'll be back in June to address black bear seasons, particularly on the east side. That is a public process, so I can't presume the outcome, but we are looking at reconciling the seasons between eastern and western Washington, which would mean extending the season, starting the season earlier in eastern Washington, and also upping the bag limit from 1 to 2 in eastern Washington. That would be consistent with western Washington and could potentially address some of the concerns around the bear element of the predator equation over there. Again, that is a public process. We'll see how it turns out, but it'll be back in front of you in June. I want to make sure I hit stuff. The other issues we've got going on, we've got a bill at the House Bill 1516. It provides us with a non-lethal opportunity to train hounds and houndsmen, allows a pursuit for those folks so that they keep their dogs in tune, trained, and fit and ready to go, so that as we need to address issues, we've got a better pool to draw from. So first, I want to address the public safety angle of this. We heard a lot of concern around the public safety. We take that seriously. We do now. But I want to reaffirm for folks, I've talked to our staff, and I'm issuing a memo, a directive memo to the wildlife program as well as the enforcement program, making our priorities clear. That we will prioritize public safety. We will prioritize response to depredation claims. We will provide timely response to that. We will be careful and make sure that folks understand the trauma folks are going through at those times, and make sure that we provide a compassionate and empathetic interaction with those folks. And the bottom line is, For me, I put great value on the expertise we have in the field. Nobody knows what's going on like the person standing in the boots next to the cougar tracks. They're the ones that need to be making the decisions. That said, we will provide very clear direction for them that we have their back, that our priority is on safety and timely response. And if there's going to be an error in judgment, err on the side of removal of those animals. We can't have this public safety concern and have a genuine discussion around this. So I want to make sure, I think our folks are doing a great job now. I want to provide them with what they need to continue to do a great job and make sure that if we do make a mistake, it's a mistake on the side of public safety and removal. That memo should have been out by today. It's not. It'll be out by Monday. On the broader issue, cougar hunting, narrower in cougar, broader on cougar hunting in general, as I said, we've been under our current cougar management regime for a few years now. We have staff already looking at that regime at hunting seasons. The intent was to come forward in the next three-year process to work on that. Our next three-year hunting season would be in 2021. So we would start next year in 2020, about a year-long process to potentially change seasons, depending on how that process goes in 2021. I want to emphasize, I know there are folks that were looking for immediate action and changes to seasons, to quotas, to our management. This is an incredibly contentious issue. Not everybody wants cougars removed. This, like everything we deal with in this agency, is a very contentious issue. We're ready to stand up and make the hard calls, but we need to make sure we do a good public process around that. We need to hear from everybody. We need to take everybody's input seriously, and we need to make sure we follow a good, clean, and legal process to change things. So given the level of interest in this and concerns, I've asked staff to accelerate that schedule. I don't think we can wait a year to start a year-long process. So we're going to be starting now an effort to address this cougar situation. So I want to be careful not to come across whiny. This is a big step for us, taking on something this big out of sequence. We have the sequence of the 3 years plan for a reason. It allows us to address big issues, and in off years it allows the same staff to do other work that needs to get done. That said, this is a high enough priority for us. We're going to accelerate. We're going to have staff starting now, essentially now. Process will start this summer so that we can wrap it up, so that when we're at the equivalent to this meeting next year, we will have had a robust public process and have a recommendation to you on how to proceed with hunting seasons in 2020. I want to emphasize that recreational hunting is not the only element of this. Recreational hunting is really not an effective tool to manage the depredation and public safety side. So we're also going to be looking at how we manage the public safety side of cougar. What can we do about that? I won't presume the outcome here, but I will say everything's on the table. This is not just a do we tweak a season, do we tweak a limit. This is, are we on the right path? Are we using the right cougar management approach? And what do we do about seasons to address this this issue? We also need to address the I should have said earlier and didn't. We have an ongoing predator-prey study going on to have a better understanding of just how management of these predators are affecting our prey, the ungulates you heard about. That will also be factored into what we cover. It won't, that study won't be done, but that information, whatever we have, and that concern will be also on the table for consideration over the next year. Quick look at my notes. I think that's the key. The short line is we're reaffirming our commitment to public safety, a very clear directive to folks to err on the side of removal and to initiate a public process now to address how we manage cougars as a whole and what that means to hunting seasons in particular, so that you all have something in front of you this time next year to make a decision on. That's all I had. The detail will follow in the process.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Kelly for taking this as seriously as he did. We all were in Spokane and felt we got pummeled, and rightfully so. We heard from a lot of people that took a lot of time and effort to come down and meet with us, and thank you for doing it. Another guy that's listened very well and has acted is Chief Bear, because after digging into this a little deeper, it quickly became aware to me that we had some very big issues with enforcement and the local sheriff's office. And Chief Bear's reached out, talked to two of the sheriffs up there. You are going to have a meeting with them, and I think that was something that you both need to be thanked for doing, because when you had two law enforcement agencies that were at loggerhead, that is not sustainable. But thank you both for doing that, and hopefully we can work ahead. And thanks for taking this as seriously as it is, because we are talking human safety. Shirley from the school, when she was talking about the kids, they wouldn't let the kids out on the playground. My gosh, you know, and off school buses. So there again, if anything we can do to help you, we're here. And it is something that hopefully the public hears, that we are taking this seriously, and it didn't just roll off our backs in Spokane.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me also echo the thanks and the support for this creative thinking on the matter of the response to Cougar. And in general, the response to all that we heard in Spokane, and all of the thoughtful letters that have come through since Spokane, that are not just fill out a card and send in a form letter. These are "this happened to me" kind of letters. So I think that the testimony has been compelling, and that in aggregate, the response with regard to Bear, Cougar, and Deer, which we'll hear about a little bit later, is certainly evidence of proof that you did hear the folks over on that side of the state. My question about the Cougar matter, over the course of the next year, to take a look at this, does this mean reopening the Cougar management plan, and is this at a statewide level to consider the whole ball of wax, or could you describe a little bit more about the broadness of it?
Yeah, I see Eric running up in Denise as well. I'll hit it at the top of the level. This is a statewide effort. It absolutely has to be a statewide effort. I think when we talk about potentially changing our approach to Cougar management, the Cougar management plan is on the table as well. How it sits with our game management plan, Cougar management plan, I think is part of what we have to figure out, depending on what we hear over the next year.
Yeah, I think you've hit all on those things. We don't have a specific Cougar management plan. It's within our game management plan. So after we figure out how we're going to deal with Cougar hunting, then we'll incorporate that into the next iteration of the game management plan is up for review as well. So there's lots of steps that'll be reiterating a lot of this. So I think the public will get plenty of chances to comment and to let us know what they're thinking. But yeah, this process that'll start this summer will be a statewide approach to hunting cougars.
Any other comments?